The Bush administration has changed the way it calculates the value of a human life in dollars. It comes up when government needs to weigh the costs and benefits of regulations that protect public health and clean the environment. The administration has provoked controversy by suggesting society should not spend as much to extend the life of an elderly person as it spends to protect someone young, NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports.
Environmentalists call it the senior death discount. Peter Hansen says it's had the effect of reducing the worth of older people when compared to the young. He was among many in the crowd who came to protest when the Environmental Protection Agency held a recent hearing in Iowa City.
I'm here today to protest the Bush administration's new proposal that when it comes to protecting people from pollution, senior citizens aren't worth as much as young adults.
And the elderly are the ones most likely to die prematurely because of air pollution. In Iowa City, Tom Parks also objected.
It is tragically humorous for me to realize that my life was once valued at $6.1 million, dropped to $3.7 million, and finally crashed to only $2.3 million when I passed 73 years ago.
Government routinely calculates the cost and benefits of regulations to try to figure out where spending on public health will do the most good. In the past, the EPA said it didn't matter if someone was young or old, all lives had the same value. But the Bush administration believes there's a more logical way, that age does matter. Economist Alan Krupnik says there's some sense to that. The Bush administration has used his work to calculate the cost of proposed regulation.
If you ask that man in the street, if we have two policies, one that's going to reduce risks of death in the elderly and one that reduce equivalent risks of death to people, let's say, in their 40s, which policy would you favor? And I think a lot of people would say, well, I favor the policy for the younger people because, well, those people have a lot more life years to live, and the older people don't have that many life years to live.
The next question is how to calculate the value of a year of life by age. Krupnik is with the Washington think tank Resources for the Future. He asked 930 people in one city in Canada, how much are you willing to spend to get a little extra protection that might save or extend your life? Would you pay, say, $100 to reduce your risk of death from 1 in 200,000 to 1 in 300,000?
In our research, we find that people over 70 are willing to pay 30% less for a reduction in risk of death than people who are from 40 to 70.
But when Krupnik asked the same question in America, he got a different answer. That study hasn't been published yet, but American elderly said they'd pay just as much, and sometimes even more, to reduce their risk of dying prematurely. So it's no surprise that many older Americans don't like the idea of discounting their lives. The EPA used the Canada study as part of a computation to say an elderly person's life was worth 35% less than that of the young. That figure showed up in the analysis for the EPA's new rule to limit pollution from diesel engines. That analysis has also infuriated environmentalists and critics of the White House regulatory policy. Georgetown University law professor Lisa Heinzerling is a founder of a group called the Center for Progressive Regulation. She says the government is using these new calculations to undercut environmental regulation.
Any major air pollution regulation is very hard to make look bad. The benefits are so huge, the mortality effects of air pollution so clear, that it's almost impossible to argue against any major air pollution regulation. And so a cynic might say, the only way to do it is to reduce the value of life.
In other words, when the government puts a lower value on a life, it also gets a lower benefit figure when it tries to justify the cost of extending that life. John Graham is with the White House Office of Management and Budget. He's been pushing federal agencies to use new ways to figure benefits.
OMB is open to constructive criticisms of the methods that are being used by the various agencies and the ones that we're promoting, and we look for continual improvement in the methods that are being used.
Graham says adding the new method gives policymakers a range of estimates, and that gives them more information when deciding on environmental rules. Last month, the Bush administration made the senior discount less obvious. In the most recent EPA rule, it's no longer mentioned up front in the mathematical formula for computing benefits. But go to the fine print, and it's still in the calculations. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.